Doug Speck here at DiStat Cal, week two summary. This is August 27th to September 1st, 2007. We had a decent number of multi-school meets at the end of the week last week. And I'd certainly like to thank Joe Hartman, George Green, Dave Gregson, co-editor Rich Gonzalez, and others who provided us with some information this past week that we used within our summary. On a roll, Crystal Esparza by Ohio Modesto continues her win in these multi-school meets Friday at Granite Bay. Heat shortened course to 2 miles. She ran 12:38 to win the girls' contest there. This is at Sierra College in Rockland. And she won by over a minute the previous week at the Delta Kings Invitational in Stockton. Again, two weekends, two wins for Crystal Esparza here against a good group this past weekend. Other Friday stars, Heather Zeitquitz, Rancho Buena Vista Vista, took down a good course record at the Wolfpack West Hills meet in San Diego. She raced 8:46, bettering Desiree DeVia, one of the section's all-time greats from Hilltop High School, in her 8:46 run. Adrian Sherrod of Steel Canyon led the boys there at 10:50 in the Wolfpack meet. George Green reported their interesting weather in San Diego on Friday. Actually, a little bit of rain come time for the senior boys race, making, of course, time comparisons between the different races a little bit interesting this time of year. Jackie Taylor, Casa Grande of Petaluma, big 45-second win. She was under 18 minutes, 17:56 in the Panther preview meet at Spring Lake in Santa Rosa on Friday. Nate Huckabaugh, Maria Carrillo, Santa Rosa, showing that the changeover in coaches to Greg Clogg, from former very, very successful coach at Maria Carrillo, Danny Alrich, hopefully has gone seamlessly here. Greg, star at Rancho Cotati, Santa Rosa JC, and the University of Alabama, has had his own sons and daughters involved with running. Again, Nate plays with the Guy Stars, winners of the Panther preview this past Friday. Hank Carl, south to Fort Miranda, another North Coast section star, headed over into the northern section of the Siskiyou warm-up at just East Park and Mount Shasta. And 13:44 this year, he raced 14:22 in the same heat last year for a win. Natalie Sochka from the very strong Mount Shasta girls team, 15:52 to win the meet this year. She was 16:20 in the same competition last year. At the DiStat Cal feature meet of the week over the Nevada Twilight Classic in Reno, Kelly McNerney, Christian Brothers of Sacramento, was fourth overall in the girls race. She raced 16:44, running 4K at Reno's 4,500-foot altitude there. Looks like she's heading into the 2007 fall season in strong style. Saturday, member of good meets, Willow Hills Relays at Folsom, James Tracy at Del Campo of Fair Oaks, anchored his winnings team, five-member team, Grapevine 16-19 in the Reservoir course at the Willow Hills. Folsom High School star Maria Malone led off her winning Folsom girls team in 19-12. Team never looked back on the way to their win. Central Coast section, Toro team builder at Toro Park. Los Banos athletes won the guys' race for the second straight year. This year it was Luis Velasquez. Showed some nice progress. He was 4:48, 10:22 for the distances last year, his 10th grade track season. The winner at 17:07 was Sacred Heart Cathedral's Jocelyn Rodriguez. The 12th grader, she won the girls' race big time in 1941. She was 30th in the Division III section meet last year, 11:42 in track, continuing her fine improvement. In the Toro team builder at Toro Park, Jocelyn Rodriguez won the girls' race there, running 19:41. The Vaquero Stampede action in San Diego was over by 10:30 Saturday morning for a total blast furnace heat rolled in. Kenneth Raydell, Sam Pasquale, a very fine 4:25, 1600 last year as a 10th grader. On the boys' quickest, they had the boys' quickest time of the day at 10:44 for 2.15 miles with smaller school star Sally Privet. 9:29 for the quick girls' time on a shorter course. Emily Oska was 9:32 for Patrick Henry to win the Division 1 meet. Looks like Max Lee from University City is going to open up a couple weeks at Woodbridge in that very, very quick evening 3-mile dash in Irvine. Should be a great, great race. Look forward to a couple weeks down the road. Again, Mac preparing to open up there, the very fine sub-410 last year as a sophomore for 1600 meters runner from University City. Central section weekend action at Danuga had Division 4 area 12th grade stars Allison Gonzalez of Exeter winning the girls' race 2.4 miles running 14:20. Tanny Sanchez of Farmersville 11:57 had the top guys' time there. Some new people to the sport as we kind of head into August, late August, early September here. Taylor Newman of Wood Creek Roseville. Wood Creek having a very, very strong foursome on the guys' side. Raja Honda improved in spring to 4:28 here at Sewell, Chris Romo, Cameron Mitchell. Also very, very fine runners. Looking for a fifth guy, showed up in the form of Taylor Newman Friday evening in the Nevada Twilight Classic. Newman was seventh overall in the event, showing some very, very fine improvement. About 4:42 and 10:26 according to our records, last season in track. Interestingly, that lists him at about 1,000th on a California statewide list for the spring season, and obviously off his efforts at Nevada, hopefully continuing to improve him down the road. He's going to move up at least a few hundred places off of that. Tiffany Heflin, last in the Susanville, incoming ninth grader at the Northern Section Division 4 team. The lone intern at the Nevada Twilight Classic, and kind of doing some announcement, looked up some internet results for Tiffany and found that she'd done some very, very fine road races as a middle school athlete and backed off from nobody in the Reno event Friday evening, eventually finished 12th, and appears with some time adjustments, altitude and all, that she could run not a whole lot over 20 minutes at Woodward Park right now. And again, Coach Bob Wall and others going back 20, 25 years, it lasts in a great, great tradition. Tiffany appears she'll be the lightest star out of the Northern Section school. Faith Hall, Santa Rosa Christian, actually disqualified in NCS Cross Country Finals last fall. She did finish among the top 30 before that happened and raced 5:32 and 12:38 for the distances in track. At the Panther previous Spring Lake Friday, she ran 19:42 on the 3.05-mile course and mixed it up with some good people with her fifth place there, so it looks like she's off to a great start. Shanna St. Lawrence, Rancho Buena Vista Vista, fine age group career with the San Diego Southern Cal Roadrunners. She was runner-up in her age group in the USATF National JL Championships last summer, interestingly, in the 2K steeplechase, that's 2,000 meters, running 7:38 in some very, very tough conditions. Kind of wondered where she'd show up for high school running. Turns out she's going to be added to that very, very fine Rancho Buena Vista team. First race was a great one here. She ran 8:50.6 at the Vaquero Stampede, setting a ninth grade record, number three time ever on the course. Add her to the course record setter in that meet, Heather Zitkowitz and Ellie Keene, and Rancho Buena Vista has a dynamite trio up front. Now, Michelle Cruz from Vista, Cross Town School, had a great track season, Section 800 champ at 2:14.56, a 5:09.1600. 11:46, 3,200 meters. She was the winner of a soft Ross division in the Vaquero Stampede, running 10:01 for the 1.65-mile distance, and we'll look for some good things from her, continued as the fall goes along. Some great packs. Need to see a strong 1-5 team. Again, just kind of building some momentum, moving up towards the front of a race. Happened a couple times this past weekend with some very, very special groups. Clovis East, team squeezed out of the state meet last year when they finished third in the central section. Great group returning. They headed up to the Granite Bay Invitational, which was heat shortened to 2 miles on Friday, and behind the race winner Noe Cruz, dynamite job scoring 15 points, sweeping the first 5 places for Clovis East. Sixth place was Placer Star, 4:32, 1600 runner Tomas Evangelista, and so it was a very fine quality race, and Clovis East certainly going to be one to contend with this year. Wood Creek, very highly rated boys Division II squad statewide, had 4 bombers looking for a fifth. As we talked about previously, Taylor Newman showed up in 7th up in the Nevada Twilight Classic Friday evening, and going along with Garrett Sewell, Chris Romo, Cameron Mitchell, and Raja Honda, make a great, great fivesome there. Honda disqualified in Reno, but this team still had enough strength to nip Galena of Reno for the win, 49-51. Everybody stays healthy and continues to improve. Wood Creek is going to be very, very tough for anybody to handle. Division II, Petaluma, another very, very strong program out of the North Coast section, scored 24 points to win the Panther preview at Spring Lake and Santa Rosa. A very, very young team. They still have 4 underclass in their top 5. Can probably leave by the end of next year as one of the North Coast section's best teams ever. Maria Carrillo, again, coaching change here. Great, great first meet, 19-second, 1-14 gap behind Jordan Davis, who was 7th in the Panther preview at Santa Rosa on Friday. And again, the Puma is coming out very, very nicely here. Again, Division III, very, very strong in the NCS. Campo Lindo, defending champ, a lot back. A number of other very fine teams there, but Maria Carrillo, nice gap. First meet should be a part of that battle for the championship. Big dual meet of the week. Again, it's great to see when some strong teams will pull off the gloves and go at it early. Jesuit and Davis hooking it up on the William Jessup University course up in Rockland. Kind of trying to see where things are at here early on. And again, Coach Walt Lang at Jesuit, Bill Gregg at Davis, two of the state's great, great programs. Hooked it up, Jesuit, the winner of round one, 27-32, with it appearing both in Division I at the Sac Joaquin State level this year. They'll hook up a couple more times this year. Davis went 1-3-5. Kenny Durrell, Corey Coates, Matt Peterson taking those places. Second and fourth, Kyle Lachter and Gio Piccone for Jesuit. And then the Jesuit youngsters kind of banged it on in. Adam Kelly Strong, a 10th grader, was 6th. T.J. Pizzotto, again, one of the top ninth graders in the state, part of the next pack that had Jesuit move to their 27-32 win. Got a lot of season ahead of us and a couple months of training and racing, and the next meeting could have a different outcome. But again, Jesuit winning round one here in the Sac Joaquin Battle of Division I Powers over Davis 27-32 on the guy's side. Small school folks, sometimes buried in the big meet invitationals, but they can hold their own. Again, as we talked about, Hank Carl, Southport, came over to the Siskiyou warm-up for small schools for the most part in the northern section on Friday. Hank Carl going first, running first, and Michael Rabenbaugh, his teammate, running third in that event. Hank was second in the NCS Division V last year, 10th in the state, ran 9:49 in the spring for 3,200 meters. Rabenbaugh, Michael, his teammate, again third this past week, and at the Siskiyou meet was 2:53 for 800 meters in the spring during track season. Zach Nave, Division V, goes Santa Rosa Christian, a very strong male runner also. He was 16:29 for 7th in the Panther preview this past week, and he was 8th in the NCS meet and 27th last year in the state meet in cross country, and appears to be coming out in good shape this go round. Zach Shellman, Sage Ridge, Nevada, going to jump across the straight line here to talk about a small school athlete. As we did our announcing preparation for the Nevada Twilight Classic in wrestling, we came across Zach, who last year at the state 1A-2A track meet was the winner of the 800 at 159, the 1600 meters at 424, and the 3200 meters at 957. That's all in one weekend, and he did add a fourth place in the 400 meters during that same weekend. So he goes to a school that has 141 students in grades 5 to 12, and so I guess you got to spread yourself out there. And so we wanted to kind of see how Zach would come out this past weekend in the Reno meet at the Twilight Classic. He went out with the lead pack, did a very, very good job, finished third overall, 1341 for the 4K distance, and Brian Tibidewiza from Galena, 1327 in the Reno area, was the winner of that event. But again, a great small school athlete, Zach Shellman, Sage Ridge, Nevada. Personal story of the week, hopefully you had some time to click on the front page. The story's about South Lake Tahoe senior Kate Lambden. Again, hers, tragically, one of the families in the Tahoe area who lost, I guess, everything they owned in their home in the late June Angora fire in that region of the state. And, continued to train with the team, did a great, great job, was second in the Nevada Twilight Classic this past Friday and headed for a great senior year of running. Again, it appears from the pictures on the website that lost everything in their home, as they did find out that the home was a loss while they were evacuated to local community college. So, sad, sad story. Kate and her squad will be down in Southern California at the Woodridge Invitational on a couple weekends. A very strong South Lake Tahoe team. Running with the pros, not quite, but almost. It was kind of neat to have the high school and the college races weave together during the Nevada Twilight Classic up in Reno this past Friday. Don't get a chance to see the collegians run or even see how they do very often, as we kind of have our nose buried in the high school details and other parts of life during the season. So it was neat to have the college men and the college women's race. UCLA was 23rd in the NCAA Division I championships last year on the men's side. Great group returning, great recruiting class. They had an army out there. Drew Shackleton from Carlmont finished second overall. And Jake Matthews, Folsom High School, again for the Bruins now. Great to see those guys moving on into college, doing a great job. Ulysses Pena, former Long Beach Poly star, was sixth for UC Riverside. Jimmy Elam of Sierra and Manteca was next, looking very good for Humboldt State. On the women's side, Bloomington High School's Christina Olivas has improved a great deal at the college level. She won at Reno for UCR on a big, big, exciting sprint finish over former Escalon Sac Joaquin section star Amanda Marino, who's now at University of Nevada, Reno. Rancho Cucamonga's Brenda Martinez doing a great job at UCR. She was 204 for 800 meters, was qualified for the Olympic trials there on track, and 422 for 1500 meters. She was next in the Nevada Reno meet with Woodcrest Christian's Ashley Pratt. Former great small school star statewide in California, moving up to collegiate level in fine style. She was fourth in the Nevada Twilight meet. The UCR looking very, very strong on the women's side, and Reno scoring 21 points for their win there. Some people held out for one reason or another early in the year, and kind of when everybody gets out on the course, you can kind of see some great, great teams down the road. Ron Shasta, the girls' team, had Natalie Soshka and Cindy Lycona on 1-2 at Siskiyou warm-up last Friday up in the northern section. And Hannah Grover, Kerry Rogers doing a fine job with that team also. Sub-20-minute 5K runners from the state meet last year, Joanna Beam and Maggie Strong, expected to join that squad down the road. And it's going to be a very, very strong Division V team, the Mount Shasta girls. Traditionally, without a Pritzky on the squad for the first time in a lot of years, still will be doing a great, great job. Some unique awards at the Nike Team Nationals. In December, they gave awards for team members back in the pack, provide some special depth to their teams. At the Toro Team Builder this past weekend, there were awards in the different races for the top times for the 6th and the 7th team members added together. Also, some awards given for the 1 through 5 team split. And we've seen awards given out to runners who improved the most from the previous year to the current year in an invitational. And I'm sure there's a variety of others that might be interesting to hear about as we honor more than just the top individuals or the top teams in a meet. The weather, well, you just have to step outside in the middle of the day to figure out there's not much of a mystery to that. And again, it's seen as soon as the fall practice has started, seems to crank right up there. And this past weekend, we heard of some teams that chose not to race, and again, some very, very weather-affected races because of the heat. Coach Kirk Elias at the University of Nevada certainly would be saluted for carting out the lights and getting a lot of community cooperation. And he picked the last weekend of August here to have his Nevada Twilight Classic Friday evening up there in Reno. And some great, great evening running conditions, and it was just a lot of fun for everybody that was there. And if you have that weekend available, Reno's in a neat little town. Housing never, never very expensive, and a gambling venue, and as I said, a neat little course. It was great for the spectators, and again, very, very cool there in the evening. Otherwise, hey, if you're not done by 10 o'clock in a high school invitation on a Saturday morning, that's tough to do if you have any number of races. That's going to be a little bit of a challenge, and looking at the weather.com up and down the state for the next week and a half, it looks like we're going to be facing the mid-90s and above, so be prepared, and as I said, we'll be out there on the course with you, but we know it's going to be a real challenge, so thank you. This is Doug Speck, dice.cal.com. This is week 2, again, a little bit of our podcast summary. Thank you.